Good morning and welcome to our special workshop on land uses and the sphere of influence we have at the south end of town. I'm delighted to see that you've made time in your schedules to join us this morning. This is the first of two workshops today. We'll have this morning's one at 7:30, and then we'll have another one this evening at 6:30. And these are follow-ups to the evening meeting we had a few weeks ago. And I think we'll pretty much stay with the same type of format today. I'm going to invite Jim Bergman from our staff to come up in just a moment and give you a quick overview. He's prepared some slides that will be fairly illuminating in terms of what we're dealing with. And then we'll just request your input again. We'll take the pros and cons and collect them up. We'll save that data. We'll consolidate it all after tonight's meeting, and then we'll see where we go from there. I'd like to keep this fairly brief this morning, but...
You'll hear that talked about, that this is laid on top of the property. It's basically a way to create development standards that apply to a specific geographic area. It helps implement the general plan, which is the steering document for the city. It allows flexibility of uses on the property, and it also provides detailed standards and design criteria for a specific property. Next one is sphere of influence. You'll hear that a lot today. It's basically an area that's identified for potential future development and annexation into a city. And the last one is annexation, and that's the process which cities extend their municipal services, regulations, voting privileges, and taxing authority to a new territory. Today, we're going to be talking about properties that are located on the southeast of the city. I'll get my pointer out here. So this is a map of Arroyo Grande with 101 freeway running through the middle of it. And the area that we're talking about here is in the southeast side, and it faces freeway 101. The project site consists of six properties. Five are owned by the Fredericks family. One is owned by the Williams family. They total approximately 500 acres. And if we're going to describe the property, we'd say it's rolling hills with grasslands and scattered oaks. Slope is from 5 to 25%. Some people may ask, well, why are we looking at this area to the southeast of the city? And during the 2001 general plan update, a survey was sent to all citizens. This was the preferred choice of citizens. If growth was going to occur, let's have it happen to the southeast along the freeway. It was adopted into the 2001 general plan, and part of making this looking at this growth this way, the city also excluded properties located to the northwest of the city that's in the county to be in the sphere of influence. So the properties that we're talking about today, we'll do a close-up here, and you can see there's four properties that are within the city, and it's owned by the Fredericks family. It's also called the Arroyo Linda Crossroads Trust, I believe, so ALC properties within the city. There's four of them. They total about 107 acres. It's always been in the city, and currently it's zoned through the city of Arroyo Grande as residential hillside with a specific plan overlay. The next property is also owned by the Fredericks family, but it's outside the city limits. However, it is in the sphere of influence, and it has been in that sphere since before the 2001 general plan update. It's about 185 acres. It's zoned by the county, since it's in the county, as agriculture. And again, I talked about the sphere of influence. The last property is a Williams property, owned by the Williams family. It's outside the city. It was added to the Arroyo Grande's sphere of influence during the 2001 general plan update. It is about 200 acres in area. Again, it's also zoned agriculture by the county. Little aerial photo here so that you can get your bearings and kind of see this from a different perspective. This is Traffic Way, the Chevy dealer and the Ford dealer here. Cherry Road comes out, you may recognize and help you get your bearings. There's a neat old homestead that sits on the top of the hill, and that's accessed off Huebner Lane, which goes up to the water tower. You might recognize this house. If you're coming northbound on Freeway 101, there's a little access road here, and there's looks like a hay barn place out here. Sorry, our aerial photo didn't go all the way out there. you drove up north on 101, you would see some barn complexes as well as a house that's sitting up on the hill. They're in this area. And hopefully that'll get your bearings straight. So the city of Arroyo Grande is up in this area. To try to add that three dimensions, it is hillside. Again, we talked about slope 5 to 25%. This is a topographic data that's overlaid over the aerial photo. So each line, the area between each line represents about 5 meters or 16 feet. And the closer the lines are together, the steeper it is. The further apart, the flatter it is. So you can see from the freeway, it has some gradual hills coming up. There's a few flat spots here, little peak of the mountain, and then this whole backside is pretty steep. And historic and current uses, like we mentioned, there's some agricultural buildings on the site. Looked like at one point in that aerial photo there may have been some row crop type operation going on there. There's two homesteads, and currently a gentleman is leasing the land, and he's running about 100 cattle out there, 100 head of cattle. The last slide is current infrastructure. Again, access to the city, you could make it go, you could make access to the property on trafficway extension, Huebner Lane by the water tank. There's also access to the property from Freeway 101 at El Campo and from that driveway right at the corner of the Williams property. City sewer runs up trafficway extension to the church. There's sewer on Trinity Avenue, and there's city water to parts of trafficway extension. So hopefully that can get your mind wrapped around where this property is. I can answer any questions, and if not, I'll turn it back to Council Member Costello. Thank you.
Any questions at this point? Yes.
How old are the homesteads?
That I don't know. The one that sits up on the hill appears to be very old. I don't think anyone's living in it. The one that you can see from northbound Freeway 101 right at El Campo, I don't know, it appears maybe the 50s forward, I don't know, 60s, something like that. So it may have been a homestead longer than that. I'm just judging that by the way the building looks.
Any other questions? Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much for that background. Again, maybe I should introduce myself. I didn't when we started. I'm Joe Costello in the City Council here. And at this point, we have a blank tablet here, literally and figuratively, and what we're interested in is finding out your input and your thoughts on what you think this area should look like and what kind of development we should see down there. So I'd like to invite your comments now. So, if you'd just like to indicate your interest in speaking.
I was at the last one. I thought you had a lot of good ideas to raise by the public at that, but I don't think that the idea of doing nothing is a good one. Single family custom homes, I'm talking about a specific plan, Jim, that really is a mixed use. You need some custom houses to help pay for the more affordable units, and you can have a wide variety of affordable units and really create a good neighborhood community up there. I think then you take the property that's in the downtown area, the two auto areas, and you create higher density housing for senior citizens and for your workforce, and you do what a lot of communities are doing, is the people who do not need cars get a lower rent, so you're having less and less impact on your infrastructure, and you're having more and more people who would be walking to work. I think those are really good things. I think the challenges you have to overcome, I think, are conventional thinking. I think there's an opposition to all growth. There's an attitude that if you build it, they will come. The problem with that thinking is that we're not building it. They're coming anyway. They're having more and more families living into a single unit, or they're living further away and commuting. And so we really need to do a better job as a city, a region, and as a community of bringing the jobs and the housing closer together, and I think this gives you a great opportunity for doing it.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Quite a lot in there that we have hopefully caught. And appreciate it.
I trust you.
Eric.
Thanks, Joe. I think that I did also attend the last meeting, and probably one of the most compelling ideas that I heard was something that Jerry just mentioned, and that is the idea that this property could really support the city's goals in a sort of larger citywide context, and the idea of freeing up the downtown along traffic lane where the auto dealers are and providing a way for them to expand their operations to keep the revenue within the city and redevelop that land in a way that really is supporting of the village, because I know the village is such an important aspect to the town. I think that uses that are better than auto dealerships, that look better, that function better with a mix of uses, are really very important to creating that vitality in the downtown. So this property I see as a real resource to being able to facilitate things that are better for the community in general. In addition to that, I think just simply the development standards and design guidelines, the way the property would develop, should really take note of its existing topography and be done in a way that's very compatible with a rural image of Arroyo Grande, so that the entrance into town is preserved as best as possible while facilitating some real important new growth strategies. Excuse me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
I want to thank Jim for his overlay and Joe, you for doing this, because I think it has a little bit of a different approach. There was much more background today, and I think that's good. Thank you for the introduction to the properties. One thing that has been an evident need in this whole South County area is a destination hotel with conference facilities and additional dining opportunities. I think that as a meeting planner, we find that a lot, that it's real void in the South County area. And being a destination conference facility, it could certainly have a lot of spin-off benefits to the other businesses in the whole area.
Great. Thank you.
Community who would like to do long-range planning on this property for the benefit of this community. And I think that is also something unique about this property. If some big developer came in from out of the area and master planned this, it just wouldn't turn out as neat as it will with the current owners. And so I think that this community, while I know a lot of people are afraid of growth, and especially growth at this size, I think we need to keep in mind that we have the best possible owners of this property right now, and we want to encourage them, and we want to cooperate with them in developing this property for our community.
Thank you, Fred. You bring some good points up. This is a partnership between the owners, the city, and the people of the community. And this is an ongoing process, and we're just in the first few steps of it. The prior meeting, this meeting, the one tonight, are all going to be just getting input, setting the groundwork, if you would, for the directions we want to take. Appreciate that. Are there any other comments? Yes, please. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
That's okay. Margie Hurd.
Hi, Margie.
What I'd like to do is, or for us all to do, is to build on what's made us successful so far, what's made this area desirable, what's made it number three. When they say San Luis Obispo, I was thinking of the whole county in the nation for nice places to live. So, and I see some of that already up there, compatible with the character of the city. So there's already that sort of thinking. But what's made us successful has been open space, agriculture, keeping ag or AG, and the character of the village. So I would be for anything which keeps those three things happening. Someone talked about mixed use of the property. I would like to still see some of it in agriculture, whether it's a vineyard, which is part of what's drawing tourists to our area, or some kind of specialized beef production, you know, gas, grass-fed beef, things like that. So I'd like to see some of it still in agriculture, and then I really agree with these ideas about the dealership, though coming into the town from Highway 101 south, or coming north, seeing a dealership would not at all be compatible with the character of the city, so I'd rather that be not so visual from the freeway. Right now, our gateway to the north is a Walmart. Let's not do that again, you know, for the south.
Thank you, Marge. Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Hi. Mike Zimmerman. I didn't see anything about traffic flow. Maybe this isn't the scope of this particular meeting, but if that property is developed, it seems to me that we should also tie that in with the 227 going, instead of going through town here, going around the backside, maybe tying in there by the bus barns or somewhere. That seems real important to just the traffic circulation here in the village.
So we should focus on circulation
in
terms of tying it in together.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
And Joe, how
morning,
Howard. Since I've been here before and I keep singing the same song, but hopefully it'll take root someday. A couple of things. The 227 should have happened 20 years ago. It's nice to have it to look at, but keep in mind the property owners here, that's their retirement plan. They eked out a living over the years, and that's their retirement plan. What we need to do is help them plan for the future. They may not see the development of it, but at least lay out the streets, lay out the interchanges, lay out the things. It's going to happen, as somebody pointed out. All those things should be laid out, master plan. If they don't live long enough, at least they can sell it to somebody with that plan overlaying it and say, oh, you've got to put in a vineyard, or you've got to put in 100 cows out there. I tell you, they'll only graze about 3 months this year, and then they've got to sell them. And you take the price of kids. So anyway, I just think planning is great. This is the way to do it. And we should be looking for the highest and best use because the town is going to grow whether we like it or not. I've lived here all my life when the street, when there are 1,500 people here. And it's, you're not going to stop it. And you're on the right track. I like the overlay. The introduction is great. But I think when you put that piece of property in the sphere of influence, you're telling them that that's going to be a part of this town someday. And he should expect that you'll plan it so that if he doesn't get to develop it while he's still alive, those who come along and buy it at least know where all the roads are going to be. We don't have to pay a horrible price for it later.
Thank you, Howard. Appreciate that. Infrastructure is critical. Yes, John.
John Keene. I'm glad that job-generating ideas is number one on your assumption list. I think that this property offers an opportunity to look forward to try to establish some head-of-household jobs. It seems like everything that we do in this community is lower-wage jobs that don't make the affordability for people to live here as the prices go up, where they don't have to drive to San Luis or Santa Maria or whatever. I think that we need to try to plan so that people can live and work here at the same time and keep the traffic off of 101.
And just on the top of that, Joe brings up a good point. There are a lot of high-tech industries that do not belch smoke and create a lot of traffic. And you can, I like the city's approach on mixed use because I think living above the drugstore and the butcher shop and what have you is an old European tradition that should be reinstituted. I think we should try to, as was pointed out, reward people who will not have a car, and there are people who don't want a car. They don't need a car only for maybe the weekend. We can develop our transportation system where they can use it too. But living above the shop is important. The mixed use idea needs to be spread out over that area.
Thank you again. Any other comments, folks? Yes, Jerry.
I want to just combine some things that Mike raised and this lady raised. One of the advantages for the auto dealer trying to work in a good sound traffic plan that improves the village and improves your revenue supply is a good way to look at this property.
Okay, thank you again, Drew.
So,
go ahead, Anna.
Thanks. I think it would be important to find out what the leakage is on the retail shopping going to different areas. Whether folks are heading wherever, out of town to do the Nordstrom's or the Pottery Barn or the Crate Barrel, a few of those favorite things, what are the draw that we could then become the destination for. So whether it's upper end shopping, which I think is lacking throughout the county, that this would be an opportunity to actually do some sound research and see what would create the draw, the regional draw for retail.
Thank you.
I have to agree with Heather on that, just because I'm a firm believer of shopping locally. But you can't always shop locally. I just went to Santa Barbara yesterday, just because there are things you just can't get here. So you do have to go outside of the county. So I think some really nice retail stores, whether it's clothing, whether it's whatever, I think it's definitely needed here, and it would be a definite draw.
Thank you. Eric?
Yeah, Joe, a lot of past discussion is focused on getting to the site, access, circulation from 227 bypass to the 101 interchange. Could you give a quick little update on what the latest is with the 101 interchange study that's been going on between SLOCOG and Caltrans?
The PSR has been completed and approved. The next step is the PA and ED. But that's kind of stalled at this point due to funding. The SLOCOG is currently not supporting the interchange as having regional significance. The state, we all know what's happening with funding there. So we're currently working with SLOCOG to do some initial analysis on the alternatives that may help get the PA and ED going sooner.
Why don't you go define what that PA and ED is?
That's when we do the environmental analysis and really analyze the options and select one alternative. So it's really just the next step in the analysis process. The PSR, which was done, is the project study report, which identifies the options and really analyzes the costs and goes through the options. But kind of stalled right now in terms of funding that. So.
We're years away, in other words. So it's a long process. We're in the first few steps of that, just as we're in the first few steps on analyzing this part. Yes, Howard?
Yeah, I want to keep, but it does bring up other items and thoughts. Steve, you talked about slow progress and having an interest in this, particularly supporting it. We have a representative on slow cog in it, and reading in the paper, if I'm correct, they're busy involving themselves with the acquisition of Hearst Ranch or something to do with that. It really bothers me that people don't understand. That's a layer of government been forced upon us that takes our gas tax dollars that should be spent in this town. And I don't know how or what can change, because it's really a tiger to get a hold of. We created a monster that had a person and a half at one time, and I think the staff is about 25 or 30 now. It's a major, major expenditure of tax dollars that are going for purposes other than what I think it was originally intended. Now, whether they've amended the rules or what, I don't know. I think too much administrative discretion.
All I can say is we have, from the city standpoint, we have been advocating the project.
Well, you have one vote, I know that.
Yeah.
That's all. Make it too easy.
The biggest issue right now is the state. The state reduction funding has pretty much eliminated any new projects, period. So hopefully once that gets resolved, things will start getting better.
Yes, Margie.
Just in anything you build or generate, if it could be as pedestrian-friendly as possible and not car-friendly, because traffic's pretty bad all over, and it's because all this development was car-friendly. If you park at Walmart, are you going to walk all the way to Hollywood Video? No, you get in your car and you drive over there. So, just to make it more pedestrian friendly.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Just an idea to put down on your thing is possibility of more some recreation, such as a miniature golf course, batting cages, something for families and folks to do that maybe don't want to go to the beach that day. And I think that's a real lacking area, some recreational opportunities. Our natural recreation is great, but it doesn't fill all the needs. And so this might be some opportunity there.
Thank you again, Heather. Going once?
Yeah.
Going twice?
Bike trails.
Bike trails.
Biking through the hills. You know, that could be bike paths, I mean.
Certainly.
Just
bicycle friendly also.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your early morning interest and your coming out to participate. We will be repeating the meeting tonight at 6:30, and I'm sure we'll have a turnout at least this large. We'll assimilate your comments from this morning, the comments from this afternoon, comments from the earlier meeting. We're going to put them all together, and there will be a number of other public meetings that will go forward on this. This is a long process. It's intended to be a partnership between the building, between the property owners and the public, so that we can move forward together and come up with a common goal and common vision and try to meet some of the needs that we're talking about. So I want to thank you all again for having been with us this morning. Your comments are very much appreciated. And I just want to assure you that we will continue the process. We're going to continue to draw your input, and I hope to see you in the next few meetings. And as the process goes along, continue to stay involved, and hopefully we'll come up with something that fits for all of us. Thank you again.
Excuse me, can I ask you another question?
Yes, sir.
Because I haven't been in these other meetings. What's the status of the city actually purchasing this property?
I don't know that we've actually looked into doing that. I don't know that we have considered that, but why don't we put that down? You want to say the city purchased the property, we'll put that down.